Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey, Paul McCray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. 17th of the hour, thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Dr. George Yaglis is our guest. He's a professor of e-business at the Athens University of Economics and Business in Greece, and that's where he joins us from today, from Athens. George, thanks again for being here. You gave us a great tour in the last segment about the definition of blockchains. Very helpful. It's nothing if not trust. It's trust. It's one of the things that I've been trying to help people understand, George, is that we've got to find a way to convert our ethics, our human analog ethics, into something we can use in the digital age. And I think blockchain is going to be the nearest to helping us accomplish that as anything else, because it's this platform. I think of blockchain as a platform that has a bunch of different tools and applications and stores of value that we transmit and that we secure across this network. What do you think about saying it that way?
I think this is a very, very good definition of what a blockchain is. It really is a platform upon which we can build applications. That's why I said earlier that blockchain is like the new internet. As the internet was a platform network on which we were able to build all things like Airbnb or Uber or Facebook or Twitter and all these types of applications that disrupted our world, I expect the same thing to happen with blockchain. It is going to be a global network upon which we start building applications, each of them helping different parts of our economy and how it operates.
How do you see blockchain and small business? How do you see blockchain helping small businesses? What do we need to do to begin the process of adopting and adapting to blockchain?
Okay. Small businesses have a number of problems at the moment, or a number of challenges that they need to address. One of them, for example, is how to get access to credit financing. A small business might find it difficult to sell their invoices for cash, for example, to factor their invoices, because they are shut out of the global financial system. They can deal only with in their local vicinity. A blockchain can help them do that because it creates a platform through which their counterparty can be certain that there's no risk involved with credit financing in terms of, for example, fake invoices or things like that. And one of the companies that I'm working with, I'm advising a project called InvioU, which is building a global platform for credit financing for small and medium businesses, but I think it's going to revolutionize the standard finance access methods that SMBs have at the moment.
Well, one of the things, I think you're exactly right, George, because right now, for a small business to transact a smaller transaction around the world, if that has to go through a bunch of clearinghouses to deliver trust, to deliver something people can believe in, the cost is too high, is prohibitive for the amount of opportunity in the transaction. And what you're saying is if that transaction can be supported by blockchain, which could be, the cost could be incremental to the size of the transaction, then you could have a transaction on the other side of the world and everybody is happy with the quality of it and the business gets done. Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. The more the intermediaries, the higher the fees that you will pay. With blockchain, you can do the same thing across the whole world, finding the best deal. For example, an SMB today might need to pay up to 35% to the cost of an invoice to find someone willing to buy that invoice. Mm-hmm. If you get into a global marketplace, you will be able to get much, much better deals because there are no intermediaries and there's much more competition for your business.
Well, look at it. So look at in America. In America, George, we have something called the Ex-Im Bank, the Export-Import Bank.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's a major intermediary, and it has done wonderful things over the years on behalf of big companies and small companies. But still, it's a very complicated process that's intimidating to a lot of small businesses. Blockchain will basically make Ex-Im Bank unnecessary for small businesses, won't it?
Yeah, I mean, the traditional intermediaries as we know them today, for example, the bank that you mentioned, will probably be obsolete in the new world. This doesn't mean that they will need to close business and go bankrupt, but they will certainly need to reinvent themselves as platforms over a blockchain-based architecture. So they will have new roles instead right. of, you know, basically sitting in the middle of transactions and getting fees out of making money or credit flow around the world.
But this is going to but this kind of disruption is going to create a lot of anguish, isn't it? It's going to where there's disruption, there's a lot of resetting of everything. This is going to be a tense time. This next 10 or 20 years is going to be a tense time for the global economy, isn't it?
I think it is. As you said, every time we have a disruption, there's going to be new winners and new losers. So some of the incumbents that exist today, for example,
right.
the big banks, are going to find it difficult working in this new environment. And there's going to be new winners like the platforms that we are discussing.
More to come with Dr. George Giaglis after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.